Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Aaron Dobson went over 100 receiving yards for the first time in his young career as a Patriot. He also tacked on 2 touchdowns, making that 4 for him on the season. Aaron Dobson is in the spotlight because he's one of the best weapons that the Patriots have on offense, and this is why.
Pumps under pressure, hit as he releases, deep to the end zone, left side, catch is made, touchdown for Aaron Dobson!
Aaron Dobson is 6'3" and 200 pounds. He's the tallest wide receiver currently on the Patriots roster, and he's the vertical threat on the outside that the Patriots have needed.
He's got that ability with that speed, and, you know, like I said, once he gets behind the defense, it's hard to catch him because he runs really well, and it was just a great team win, so that's what it takes.
We've seen the likes of them around New England before, the most notable in recent memory, well, that's Randy Moss. And we saw an uncanny Moss-like reception on Sunday. With a back shoulder pass from Brady, it was hard not to notice the resemblance.
I feel like just adjusting to it, just seeing it quick. You know, you just got to get your head around it. You see the back throw, you just got to adjust to it.
Throwing it deep down the left side for a wide open Aaron Dobson. Makes the grab, peeling to the 30, on the run to the 20. He is end zone bound. Touchdown.
We took a shot. Josh made a great call, and AD slipped behind him. We were talking about that play all week, and you know, giving him a chance to get behind the defense. And he's done it a few times this year. And when you connect like that, it's pretty sweet for the end of the game.
Ike Taylor, he just kind of jumped to run, you know, and I just know I had him beat, you know. So, me and Tom just connect on the deep ball.
Although both are products of Marshall University and have spent time playing for the same NFL franchise, catching passes from the same quarterback, well, Dobson is making his own mark. He has certainly had his ups and downs.
Right on a deep drop, looks to the near side, throws it to Dobson, and he mishandles the ball.
7 receptions out of 11 targets. That was his best game of the season. And 1 catch for 3 targets, his worst. 2 touchdowns on Sunday. The Patriots were 7 for 12 on third down. But what does all that mean? Does it matter now that the Patriots are 7-2?
All the stats and percentages, like, you can throw them all out the door now because, you know, hopefully we're going to Carolina playing our best.
Execution. They've been saying it all along. It certainly helps having key guys back, but Dobson's play shouldn't go unnoticed.
Aaron's been playing well all year, and he made some big plays, and it's good to see all the hard work that he's been putting in the film room and in practice, which I think he's been playing pretty good all year. And, you know, to see him go out there and make some big plays, it's always nice to see a teammate do great.
Dobson also made some critical catches on third down, an area that the team has really struggled with in the past few weeks. In both of their losses this season to the Jets and to the Bengals, the Pats were 1 for 12 on third down. But as Brady says, you can throw those stats right out the window because the most important thing is what's in the win column. That will do it for this week's player profile, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.